Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I understand that Patrick Mahomes is the leader of the offense and Tyrann Mathieu is the leader of the defense, but I think there's an aspect of Tyreek Hill's game and personality that is undersold by teammates or undersold by the coaching staff, undersold by the media. And that is his importance in the locker room, on the sideline. Everyone can appreciate his greatness on the field, but I do think there's a part of Tyreek Hill that is vital to the mentality of this team.
Of course there is.
Right. On the field, that's obvious. But I think a part of Tyreek's greatness that is undersold is, well, most people can relate. There might be, whether it's a salesman or saleswoman at your work, someone that you either played sports with growing up, you work with right now, that is the standard in your office, that you all acknowledge he or she is the best that we have. I'm not going to be able to match their level, but man, they keep me striving. They keep me pushing myself to try one day to match their greatness, knowing all the while you're not going to match the greatness that is Tyreek, the speed that is Tyreek, but the way that he chirps, the way that he stays on his teammates, the way that his greatness is never ending. He's relentless. You can't watch Tyreek Hill and say, oh, he's taking a playoff there, he's taking a playoff here. This guy goes 100 miles per hour from the word go until that final gun has sounded. Listen to the little back and forth between Tyreek Hill and Damian Williams after the 91-yard touchdown when Tyreek Hill tracked down Damian Williams. Here's those two on the sideline.
Hey, D. Will, you slow, bro. You see him? He gonna try to embarrass me on TV.
Hey. Hey, he blocked the dude, then ran past you, too.
Hey, look! And I'm looking at the camera like, damn, T, you just gonna run up on me like that.
I want no defense. I was coming for your ass.
I thought you was gonna strip the ball. Hey. I said,
I was on his ass.
Tyreek Hill continues to let you know I stay on your ass.
Damian just happened. He did something good.
Damian ran.
He's happy he did some good. He could talk to people.
20 miles per hour on that touchdown. I can't imagine Damian Williams has run that fast since he was in high school. When you're around someone that is as great on the field as Tyreek Hill, that challenges you as much as he does on the sideline and in the locker room, fun challenging, not negative, but ribbing your friends, giving them a hard time. The way that he challenges you with his greatness on the field and with his words off the field, I feel like it serves as a motivation for me, Damian Williams, Sammy Watkins, Mecole Hardman. Well, damn it, I'm not going to get embarrassed. It pushes you to a level that I don't think a coach can. When you're lining up alongside this guy at practice every single day, seeing how he doesn't take a playoff, it's a lot like Patrick Mahomes' greatness,
that's
right?
That's what I was going to say. Patrick Mahomes, everything you're just describing is Pat.
What did Pat get on Mecole Hardman for early on in the season? Man, don't slow down because I can get it to you. I feel like that kind of greatness, Mahomes' arm holds you accountable. I feel like Tyreek's speed and Tyreek's mouth holds you accountable as well.
I disagree for the most part. Only part I would agree with is I think maybe in the receiver room he's got that kind of
All offensive weapons have that kind of respect for Tyreek, and he serves as a motivation.
Well, I'm not saying they don't have respect. I don't get the sense of motivation though. Maybe the wide receivers, he could push them like that in the wide receiver room. But I think everything you're describing to me is they look at Pat that way in terms of let's not disappoint him, which is I think even stronger with Tyreek. I think the mental advantage that he gives is prior to the game. I think he get prior to the game how he lines up and how people put the resources towards him is the big factor. Now, I think where he helps is energy. I think he gives the team a sense of confidence when they play like a bit of a swagger back, an energy level. But I don't get the sense that he is somebody that overall on the team, even overall on the offense, besides maybe the receivers, that they just feed off of him in terms of we are motivated by his words or by what he does. I don't get that sense from him.
You can have the last word, 913-576-7610. That's 913-576-7610.
All right, let's go to Dustin in Topeka. You get the last word. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, I think you as an ambassador of Kansas City show.
Thank you.
I think you should listen to the people of Kansas City and bring back the Power Hour with Serta and Pete Sweeney.
Dusty, really no, Dustin, I'm going to stop you right there. That ain't on me. The Power Hour is every Thursday at 12:30. Now, these two jokers have said they don't give a damn about it. All right? Pete has let us know repeatedly and let you know, even when he had an off day.
You know Pete's got to go to Arrowhead.
Even when Pete had an off day and the Chiefs had a game on Thursday when he didn't have to go to Arrowhead, he didn't come here to you because he felt like he had better things to do. So it ain't on me, Dustin.
Come on. Come on, Joe.
There's no come on show, Dustin. It's not on me.
We have told you multiple times Tuesdays at 12:30 is perfectly fine.
No, man, I'm giving you an opportunity, all right? You're not going to get up here and start just moving stuff on our show. I've given you an opportunity. Now, I got a key to the city earlier the week.
No, you didn't.
Was going to. I am on the track record of being a KC icon. Now, I've given you, don't laugh, I've given you an opportunity. I've laid it out. And you want to start changing stuff on it? Don't put that on me. Now, you got the audacity of some of your fans like Dustin blaming me. It ain't me.
It kind of is, in your refusal to move it to Tuesdays during football season.
I'm sorry, Pete finds his ass to get on television. Pete finds his ass to be doing stuff on TV. He found his way on Sunday night on the Sunday Sound Off, which they won't invite me back on.
That's above it, Ron.
That's probably better for him.
He comes in at 11:30 when he's got a half an hour with us. Ron? He doesn't care about you
all. Yeah, on Fridays, because they don't talk till 1.
Yeah, let him get it.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.